Today's daf is daf mem aleph, and last year we ended with this the psak, because initially we said Amar Yaakov Baracha said that a posel b'pnuya v'hamach afilu be'eshedish, that there was no difference between a pnuya and eshedish when in terms of a goy having a relationship with a child would be a mamzer or not. If you remember, we saw Rabbi Tanchum Bar Papa asked the question of Rabbi Yossi, these two incidents, and he differentiated between the two, and he asked, if you remember, Rav Mana signed on it. And Rav Barachia didn't sign on it. And when he was questioned, why didn't you sign on it? When he says, again, Amalilamalo says, one second, didn't we learn from our Yaakov Bar Acha that it's consistent, it doesn't make a difference. Whoever's posel, meaning the offspring for relationship with the God, doesn't matter if she was an Eshesh or Pnuya, and that was Machshir, doesn't make a difference either. So he said, we ended Barach Rachmanaloya Havina Shemiel Hadin Ulfana. Ilo havin shemiah hadin ulfana, then lo havin michtam. I would never have signed, and it would have been looked like a conflict in Marav. However, the story doesn't end there. Amara ukvan, hachit amrit. Here, however, Rav Marufa says we had that teaching differently. Haposel, posel bapnuya, v'machshir is machshir bapnuya. The whole distinction, the debate is talking about a pnuya. Ram be'eshet ish loit marklum. When it came to Eshet Ish, there wasn't. It doesn't mean that it was meaning if it's Bat Yisrael was an Eshet Ish. The main bread doesn't talk about that, so it doesn't necessarily mean that it goes hand in hand. And the debate goes across the board regarding a Pinuya or an Eshet Ish. So it's possible to say that by a Pinuya, the child wouldn't be a mamzer, but when it comes to an Eshet Ish, it would be a mamzer, which is exactly the opinion. So therefore, Barumsha, having heard this, again, this is the opinion that didn't sign. This was again. It says that was Brachia. He says Barumsha. He went Salak by Machtim, wanted to sign on it because he realized I should have signed on it now. So Amarle late hach he late hach. It's too like basically he's not here. What's not here? Either he's not here or the shtar has already been sent off. Sorry, the document of the psak has already been sent off. But basically, it was too late to put his name on it. Okay, Rav Chiya Bar, that ends that story. Rav Chiya Bar Ba, Azul Tzuri, went to Tzur, at Lagabi Rabbi Yochanan, Amarle. So Rabbi Yochanan said, in my Maisa Bale Decha, let's talk halacha. Let's practice halacha, what my incident came to. Amarle, we're talking about a ger shamal v'lo taval. A ger that had milah, but didn't do tefillah, and he had married, he had children. So Amarle, v'lamu lo pagata ve, why didn't you pagata mean, meaning, the kormanera kormar, v'lamu lo hichraz dal banav, shu mamzerim, why didn't you say his children mamzerim? Why Kevin de Ger Shemal v'lo Taval ain't Ger? He hasn't completed his conversion. Tavale is like a Nocher and Eved. Shabbat alleged tradition, the blood should be Mamzer. So when you're Amarle, no, because Reb Yossi Beren Levi's Arfele, because Reb Yossi Beren he's Mekil B'davar. I mean, the child wouldn't be a Mamzer. So therefore he said, oh, Ya'ut Abda, Reb Yochanan says, it's good you did that de lo Pagabe, because why? Because again, Shelo Lachlok, it's not that you shouldn't be cholek on Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, because that's the Makom Moshe Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. That was his place. It's not right in the location of that, the posek of the Marad Atra, if you like, to paskin against it. Okay. Now the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Machlat Shibbet Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Because again, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi seemed to say he was Mekil to the extent that it's absolutely 100% the child is no, not even a problem, not even Pasol the Kahuna. Because again, he was matter the there was no comment made about this Gersha Mal v'lo Taval regarding the children. However, Taman, Yaakov Baracha, we say Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Shumar Barba, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he said B'shem Rabbi Yagamliel Berevi, Havlad einu lo kasha v'lo pasala mezuham. Yes, it's not a mamzer, but again, we said pasal lacuna. That was an intermediate opinion. And here there seemed to be the suggestion when he was Mekil, that it was completely kasher. The Gemara says, "V'lo ken tani one second ger shemal v'lo taval tava v'lo mar," meaning if a ger did milah not tefillah, tefillah on milah, holech char milah. The first opinion of Rabbi Eliezer says you go by the milah. However, Rabbi Yeshua, who's the subject of our focus at the moment, he says, "Ah, Omer af tefillah ma'akev, the tefillah is also ma'akev." So this ger shemal v'lo taval should have been a goy. It should be considered still like a goy, and the child should at least be mezuham. So Amar Rav Shimon Levi kada d'tani bar kafa. D'tani bar kafa ger shemal v'lo taval hareza kasher. If a girl had milah didn't do tefillah, it'd still be fine. Why? I thought you said you need tefillah to properly complete the conversion. The answer is you do, because she'ein ger shelo taval kiryo. Because you wouldn't have a ger that wouldn't have been tovel from his tumat keri. That, in other words, he wouldn't have. In other words, in the course of being a Jew, he would have gone to mikveh. That's an assumption. The Gemara asks, how does that help you? Vakasha, Allah tuma kala mi tuma chamura. Tfilah of a goy to conversion is a deraisa din. This whole tfilah lekiryo is a derabana. How can you say tfilah for one is going to work for the other? So Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbon kemat shezu vazu l'shum k'tuchei t'Yisrael atalol. What a beautiful answer is. He says, this is a chiddush really, but the commentator says, she'af tfilah keri l'shem k'tuchei t'Yisrael here. Meaning, why is a person, if he has too much carry as an emission, he's going to mikveh? Because he's acting behaving like a yid. He wants to take on the practices of a yid to be tower from too much carry. Lefichach, therefore, al tal shneim sharei betfilah zu through this tefillah moreh shemekabela lavdat Yisrael. The fact that he's adopting this practice is demonstrating that he wants to take on the dat Yisrael. So even though what he's doing is a tefillah midrabanan, it can count for the tefillah. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it can count for his tefillah gerut.
Just a
Interesting.
beautiful kavanah for every tvida,
Yeah, that
even if he chooses.
sorry, that everybody, in other words, yes, even the Durabanan, the fact that I'm doing something Durabanan and commanded, that means I'm Shaykh to Am Yisrael. This is
Right, so I'm
this.
saying for a Yehudi Gamke,
To have that
even a
kavanah.
mikveh erev Rosh Hashanah, and he wrote say the Yot Yehudi.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, fair. Yeah, fair. I like it. Very good. Okay. The Gemara Keter Zu Vlad Shifcha Vlad Nochri. This is a situation where we say the child isn't in a Jewish person. Tamatani Chutz Mima. Now this goes back to the fact of Masechti Yevamot. Masechti Yevamot, if you remember, it says if you had children, then they wouldn't the wife wouldn't require you a chalitza. But the Gemishna there says except if the only children he had was from a Shifcha and a Nochrit. Why? Because Shifcha and Nochrit is not considered his children. It doesn't go in a situation where a man has a relationship with a shifra or nochrit, the child is not considered Jewish, not even considered his children. And therefore, if he died and had another wife without any children, she would require you a mechalitza. So why? So shifra dichtiv, that when it comes to a shifra, the pasuk says, haisha, I mean, this is talking about when you give an eved shifra as a wife, and we say the wife and the children go to the adonai, to the adon. So it's not even considered his children. And Nochrit, why? Because Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, lo titchaten bam. You should not marry into, like intermarry. Bitcha lo titen livno. Your daughter you should give to their son. Why? V'chtiv ki yasir bincha macharai. Because it'll lead your son, meaning your grandson, away. What's interesting here, the case is only if your daughter was given over. That's when the child is considered your son that's being led away, being intermingled." Bincha Israel karo meaning bat Israel considered bincha, then bincha min hagoya karo bincha elabana. So therefore, we see in the pasuk that the someone's grandchild from the fact that his son had a relationship with a goya is not even considered his child. Beseder. That's the two sources. Now Yaakov ish kfar nevuria. Azalotzur went at zur. Atan shil naasim kut mal migzar barad ar miata b'shabta. So the question is, they had a situation where a Jew married a Goya, and the question was, can we give the son of Brit Milah on Shabbat? So Savra leMishra, and he thought, fine, why not? Because now this is based on the pasuk. He assumed that whether the child is a Jew or not goes by the father, because it's lebeit avotam. Shemar Rav Chagai, Amar Yeti veYilki, bring him over. He deserves lashes for making such a psak. Amar. So the response is, why am I deserving anything? I paskin according to what it says in the pasuk. So Amalei min hadin, because it says, if you look, this is a pasuk in Ezra when it came back. Va'ata nachrot brit l'lokein. Let's form a covenant. You come with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see, call nashim havanolad mehem, to remove all the women and children that were born to those women, meaning the women that they were non-Jews. Ah, you see that the children from these non-Jewish women that a Jew married is not considered his children. So, and therefore, you can't give it to a Brit Milah on Shabbos to this child. It's a Malach on Shabbos. So, Amarle, Mina Kabbalat Malkini, from a Pasuk in Navi, you're trying to give me Malkus. So, Amarle, no, because the Torah says, V'Katorah Yaaseh. It wasn't just a Sipur Dvarim, an extra Chumrat that they're making Ezra. It says, Katorah Yaaseh. I mean, they did it, Mikar Adin. That was the Lefi HaPsak. That was Halacha. So Amarle min hadin oraita. Where do you see this in the Torah then? So Amarle min aida Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the source we brought above. That said, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Yochai lo titchaten bam. And the continuation we saw up above, that it seemed to be that the like ones, one's son married a goya, the child's not considered his child, as we said above. So Amarle, chavut chavutech di. He says, I'll just show you the expression, the way it's planned, right at the by the Kormanet. It says, "Hakeh, right? Give me that beating. Shetov get this beating. From that which I brought people to do a Chilul Shabbos. From that which I would have, if you like, brought them, whether they did or not, I'm not sure. Now the Gemara says, this halacha Yud Gimel next Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon Haomer Yacholim Mamzerim Taher. So we've just said that anytime a either parent is a mamzer, the child's a mamzer. So that means it will go on forever and ever. However, Rabbi Tarfon says, I've got a way of ending this problem. I've got a way of making sure the children of a mamzer can be in Israel. How so? Ketzad mamzer shenasa shivcha, a mamzer marries a shivcha, havlad is considered an eved. Okay? Well, not really married, but has a child. Shichrur, once they're freed, nimtza haben is a ben chorin. So what, in other words, then this child, his biological child, let's call it that, which was a eved because it's son of a shivcha. Once it converts anew. Like an agoy who converts is considered just a ger. However, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, no, that would be an eved mamzer. Interesting case, an eved v'mamzer. So that's a debate. Rebbe Tavron Yecholon Ramazam, Maniti, not just Yachol, mamzer mutalesa shivcha. That imam is actually even allowed to go to do so. It's not just bidyeved. This happens, allowed to do so. In other words, Ketzer the commoner says, mamzer noseh shivcha, mamzer shivcha, because the Mishnah suggests that it's only if he did bidyeved, and really he's able to go ahead and do so. Now, the Gemara then continues, Rabbi Simlai Hore Ba'antuchi and Rabbi Simai Hore Sfuria, halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. You can metar mamzerim using this technique. Tani Mishet Mushum Rebbe Meir. Yesh Ish V'Isha Shemoldim Chamishamot. You can have a couple that together and the offspring can be considered like five different, let's call it categories. How so? As it follows. Ketzad. Goy, you've got a goy that owns an Eved and a Shivcha. And for a little banim, and the Eved and a Shivcha have children. So far, we've got two children in the picture. Right? At this stage, they're goyim. Simple. Okay? Nit Gayeru, if they. So if one of those two children convert, now they have a children, achad is a ger and achad is a goy. Okay, that's two different, if like, categories of people. What happens, nitgei rabban, the rav, if you like, converts, vigyaran l'shum avadim, and converts his avadim l'shem avadim. So therefore, the parents now, in our case, it's already had two children, one a ger, one a ger and a goy, and now themselves avadim. V'aludu they give birth to two children. Harayil, now they've got two more children that are avadim. Amar Bizira, Haramar, Goy Shabal Shivcha, but Goy has a relation with the Shivcha, but little Ben, Haben, the Ben is an Eved. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Shichrer Shivcha, if the Shivcha is then freed, Volida Ben, we say that Ben would be a Mamzer. Okay? So if the Shivcha is freed, so she's in Israel, she has a relationship with her husband, who she's always had relationships with, who's still an Eved, the child would now be a Mamzer. So that's child number four. So let's go through it carefully. Initially, we had a Goy and a Ger. Then we had an Eved. Now we've got a Mamzer. And the final, Vacharkach, Shichrer et Eved. Now the Eved becomes freed. So now, effectively, once these Eved Knani and Shiv Knani are freed, they're Jews. And add another child, this is child number five, Ulidar and Ben, Harezeh Eved Meshuchrar. Now, effectively, well, it's not Eved Meshuchrar, but it is considered effectively the child should be a Jew. Okay? I think that's what it should be here. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Yesh Mocher, I'll say, let's double check this. Maybe, because there was a lot of gifts changed in the Korbanator, and I didn't read through it with the Korbanator. But Beseder Nora. Okay. Now, so I can get five from there. In other words, you got a Goy, Ger, Eved, Mamzer, Israel. Okay? I think that's it. Let's continue. Yesh mocher la'aviv latet li'imo ktuba. You can have a situation where a son would sell his own father to give the money owed to his mother for a ktuba. How do you get that? So, ketzad mishi yesh lo eved. Someone has an eved, v'shivcha. V'olidu ben, they gave birth to a child. Okay. Now, shichreta shivcha, the owner, the adon decides to free the shivcha. And not only that, he decides to marry her. So, in other words, let's be careful here. At this stage, we have the evidence shivcha. Had a son, so there's like a, let's call it a family unit. The shivcha is freed, and that shivcha ends up marrying the adon now, which she's about to do. Then what happened is, Vinasa, the Katav Kol HaNasim Anai, and what the Adon decided, he says, you know what? I want to give over all my property to this son of the Shifcha that he married. Now, when he does so, when he gives it, we've learned this before, if someone gives over all their estate to an Eved, the Eved goes free. And now what happens, let's say that father died, he says, Zeushu mocher laviv. Now, what he's going to do now, we're saying that, not the father, the Don died, sorry. Then mocher laviv. So let's be clear here. The Adon married his mother, and his father is still a slave. Okay? But when the Adon gives over all the estate, he's freed, but he has to give his mother the Vamelia of the Ketubah. Let's say that the Adon passed away. What does he do? We take the value from the estate. The estate in the estate is his own father, which he effectively now owns, his biological father that he now owns. So therefore, that's how you get a son can tell his father to pay his mother's ketubah. I mean, it's not that his own personal father owed the ketubah, but that's how it works. Now, Rav Meir Omer, Ein mamzerim Torah natzid lavo. Mamzer ba'ashdod, which is that in the future, there is still going to be mamzerim. That's the point. Now, why is that? V'yashav because molechim tina etzel tina v'sariot etzel sariot. Now, this is expression refesh v'tit, which is like waste and like derogatory type of myths things. Kolomar davar shafel etzel davar shafel. Why? Why were they gathering Ashdod? Because v'nira da'ashdod gvul Amon v'Moav, she mamzerim according to Korban Eda. He says that Ashdod was on the border of Moab and Ammon, and they were the original Mamzerim, if you like. Shem Mamzerim Lachen, Yoshvim Sham Mamzerim. That's why the Mamzerim were sort of situated there. Okay, that's what it sounds like. Rabbi Yossi says, no, what you're talking about. Mamzerim Torim Latid level. Now, exactly what does it mean, Torim? Either there's a discussion whether this means only the Suffolk Mamzerim or even real Mamzerim, but nonetheless, because the Torah says, Ne'amar, Vizarakti Alechem Maim Torim. That I will, actually, it's Torah, it's Cheskel. That's a famous pasuk getting towards the time of year where we mention these type of things. And the assumption is I'm going to tire you from even Mamzerut. So Amar lo Rabbi Meir, v'alo eno mer elmi kol tumah dechem kol gilu lechem. What are you talking about? Talking about tumah and avodah zara. Atar etchem. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, ilu ne'amar mikol tumah dechem kol gilu lechem. If it just the pasuk just stopped there talking about the tumah and the gilulim, the tumah and avodah zara, the shatak and was quiet. Hayiti omer kivarecha, I would agree with you. However, hayin omer etar etchem, got extra continuation of the pasuk that it has an extra tara of atar etchem. That means elamam zerot. So, however, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yosef says omer ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi la'atid lavo, which is the way Yerushalmi understands it is the halacha is not like if you like Rabbi Yossi la'atid lavo, and the mamzerim will continue to be mamzerim. Fine. Here, I'll show you here. Where is it? Okay, doesn't matter. Fine. With that, we say, I think it's because the bubble is different. Doesn't matter. Okay, Imran says, with that, we say, let's now continue with the next parak. This is now Mishneh Daled. There were 10, let's talk about like categories of people, if you like, different yichus that came up from Babel in Beit Sheni. Kahane, Konim, Levaya, and Israeli. That makes sense. Chalalim, Chalalei is a Kohen, meaning Kohen married, for example, divorced, the child is a Chalal, no longer a Kohen. Okay. Next, we have Geirei converts, Charurei, and Avadim that were freed. Mamzira, we know what they are. The Netinim, we've also discussed them. The Netinim, also not married to Am Yisrael. Shtuki and Asufi, we'll discuss them as well. That's where their status is quite unknown or questionable. We'll get to that. Gemara will discuss it. So let's explain it. Now, Kohanai Levayai v'Yisraeli, they are mutar zeh b'zeh, they marry one another. The Levim v'Yisrael, or Levayai v'Yisraeli, and Geirei v'Charurei v'Chalalei, also mutar zeh b'zeh. So in other words, despite that a Kohen can't marry a Chalal or Mishuchrar or a Ger, a Levi in Israel can. So we're sort of clustering or creating these like Venn diagrams of who can marry who. Okay, Geirei v'Charurei, Mamzerei, Netinim, Shtukei, Asufei, they're also another group, a collection of people who can marry into one another. So you've got certain people that can marry into two different groups as it overlaps as we go along. Now the Gemara says, "Atzarim will be Basel." Can I live? We've got Levayai v'Yisraeli. It says, "Al Shem ve'alumi Babel min haKohanim halevim v'hamishorim v'ashorim v'anitin al Yerushalayim v'shnat sheva la'artar." So I get stuck with this every time. Artach shasta. Ahamelech. Okay, so that was reference to Kohanim Levim is still returning. Okay. Chalalei, where do we know the Chalalim returned as well? Hashem ubinei konim bnei Chavaya bnei Hakotz, and that pasuk, the next pasuk, if like continues, ele bakshu ktavam umitachashim v'lo nimtzar that we mitachsim. Sorry, they wanted to find what the yichus is to confirm the konim, and they couldn't find it. V'goalu min hakona, and they were rejecting kona, meaning despite the fact they may have answers to the konim, they were treated like Chalalim. So you got Chalalim as well. V'yomer. Hatirshata, lahem. This is we're continuing analyzing the pasukim. So it says, "Who is Hatirshata?" That is Nehemiah. And I think we've done this piece of the Gemara once before. It says, "Lama nikrashma Hatirshata?" Why was he called that? She tiru lo lishtot yain, that they allowed him to drink wine. Because why? Because Hatirshata, I mean Hatir Matir the Shata, the ani, because he was a mashkelamelech. Now the problem with, I think we mentioned this before. I'm pretty sure we did that. He was the one who served the king. And I'll just show you the the person who served wine to the king, he would drink it first, always. That's to save in case it was poisoned. So the problem is you got Yayin and if you like a Nainochri here. And we were none of, and the point was shloich till some of it, because lishtot. So therefore, they were allowed him to drink. Now, despite the fact you got a gzera against drinking yain or stam yain nochri, nonetheless, he was matir to. That's what we call him hatir shata. Okay, the Gemara continues analyzing the psukim. This is going back to no, that they weren't allowed to eat from the kodesh. This refers to these kone chalalei. So Gemara says, one second, that seems to suggest they can't have from the parts of given to the kohenim in the Beis HaMikdash. But how about kodesh gvul? What's kodesh gvul? Kodesh gvul is truma, challah, other things that were received outside the Beis HaMikdash, they're allowed to. How does that work? So Amar Rabbi Yosef says, G'doli yechazaka bekevet shazuku losham liyot ka'ochlim, af kan ochlim. He said, "Oh, how strong is a chazaka? Because they were able to eat, if you like this, let's call it truma in inverted commas, when they're in Babel, they were able to continue to do so that here." Rabbi said, "Ask what you're talking about. Nicha, I can stand there because what were they doing there? There's no concept of truma samasra in Chutz Laaretz. It was a simulation that they were doing." Now, the dichtiv hatzivi lachatziyunim. The expression here is, that. Yeah, I'll show you here. It says, Tzarich, the Pnei Moshe says, Tzarich la'asot begola siman. You have to do some sort of thing to remember Zechel Eretz Yisrael. So they maintain these practices or simulations of Trumas HaMaaser to remember it, what to do. But the fact that they ate it there, how does it let them now eat when they come to Eretz Yisrael? Deraisa. So the Gemara now says, Kamanda ama ma'aleim kiblu et ha'maasro. Ma'aleim kiblu et ha'maasro, which means, so I'll just talk about Korban Eder. It says, Liten Ma'asro Kishlu B'mei Ezra. Meaning, again, they took on to separate Trumas HaMaaser came to Israel. Meaning, Sha'af Yisrael Nuchayevu as Midoraita but Trumas HaMaaser. Because when they came back to Israel, there wasn't a Chiyuv of the Raisa either. So therefore, since it was a Derabanan, that's why they're allowed to eat Kenini Trumas HaMaaser based on the Chazaka. But to do the Doraisa without this proof, if you like, they wouldn't allow these Kohanim to eat from Kochim. The Gemara now says, when was this for? The pasuk Hatirshata lahem asher lo yochlu mi kodesh kodeshim ad amod kohen lo rim atumim. The pasuk end ad omed a kohen a rim atumim. You can't eat it until the kohen stands with the rim atumim. Gemara asks, what's second? If he a rim atumim, are you well tasha? Was really rim atumim time and that time the Beis Hamikdash? With Beit Sheni, there wasn't. Ella ka adam shu omer, like a person says, ad shiuchi ometim ad shiavo ben David. Meaning, when it said "ad shiuchi omeitim," it wasn't literally, "Oh, you won't be able to have it until we have the ruin tumim." Meaning, expecting it to be in the next couple of weeks, but it meant like to ad yavo Mashiach type of thing. So until Mashiach comes, until Ben David comes, for a long time, they wouldn't be able to have it from the kochi kochi. Okay, so well, have a good Shabbos, everybody.